This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show, starring your favorite video games and some brand new ones being introduced to the public for the first time anywhere. And now, here's your host for Starcade, Jeff Edwards.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Starcade. And here we are backstage where our players are warming up for today's big match. And warm up they should, because one of these guys is going to have the opportunity to win a really wonderful jukebox. So, players, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go play Starcade. Okay, here we are, ready to play Starcade again. A couple of really hot players, and let's meet them right now. Your name, please?
Royce Minnickel.
Royce, tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm 33 years old and single, and I live in Sunnyvale, California. I work for a computer company in Santa Clara. I take some computer classes at De Anza College.
Okay, sounds like you're really into computers. Welcome, Royce. Good luck to you. And you are, sir?
Rob Chrisman.
Rob, tell me about yourself.
I'm 20 years old, born in San Francisco, living in San Mateo, going to college in San Mateo. And
what are you majoring in?
Business.
Mm-hmm. And what is it you want to do when you get out?
Get rich.
All right. As you know, our contestants are matched up based on their ability in playing today's games. And one of these guys is going to have a chance to win this fabulous jukebox. There she is right there. I feel bad calling that beautiful piece of machinery a jukebox, but that's what it is, I guess, in the long run. You guys shake hands? Get ready to go play Starcade. Head over to your podiums, and Kevin's going to tell us about the five games in store for us today. Kev?
All right, Royce and Rob, prepare to do battle with dragons, dig through slime, and bop a few unicorns. First on today's Starcade, we have Dragon's Lair, the daring Dirk and the fierce dragon. Next, it's The Pit, green slime and alien bean. Blaster, a space flight into the fourth dimension. Cosmic Chasm, a race for the power core. And Mr. Dew's Castle, a game of unicorns and other fanciful things. Jeff?
Thank you, Kevin. Those are today's five games. Both of you had a chance to play them before today's show. One of them, as you know, is the mystery game. If you pick it in the first three games, a valuable prize is automatically yours. And we'll ask Kevin to let the home audience in on what the mystery game is. Kev?
Our mystery game today, The Pit.
All right. Now, I have a question for you, Royce and Rob. First one to buzz in gets to answer the question. Answer correctly, you'll pick the first game. You all set? Rob's psyching himself up, I can tell right now. Qbert can freeze all his enemies for a few seconds by A, jumping onto the disc, B, landing on a bouncing green ball. Rob.
B.
B, landing on a bouncing green ball. Right you are. Okay, Rob. Now, if I can get my mouth to work and you can get yours to work, you can pick the first game.
Cosmic Chasm.
Cosmic Chasm. Okay, Cosmic Chasm is the game, and we will ask Kevin to tell us about that.
Come in, Earth. This is the mothership of the Cosmic Chasm space station. Our station has been seized by a hostile force. We cannot reclaim, so we must destroy. We are launching one of our smallest ships to maneuver through the tunnels in the chasm of the station. Our mission is to reach the central power core, destroy it, and then flee the way we came before we, too, are destroyed. Wish us well in the Cosmic Chasm.
Cosmic Chasm, this is Earth. Too bad. We're on holiday. Can't help.
Well, Rob, you're going to play Cosmic Chasm. You picked it. Any special reason?
No.
No special reason. Okay. Well, Cosmic Chasm, you know, is a pretty wild game. You only have 50 seconds, so don't be afraid to use your shields. Remember, if your ship touches anything, you'll blow apart and have to start again. You ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we are. You have fire buttons, thrust buttons, and a shield button. Get ready, get set, play. Thank you. $5,550. Nice play.
Thank you.
Okay, Rob heads back. Here comes Royce. Well, Royce, how are you at Cosmic Chasm?
Well, I thought I was pretty good, but this is going to be a hard score to beat.
Think that was a tough score to beat, huh?
Well,
just try not to get destroyed. Maybe you'll beat it. Let's find out. You have 50 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. There he goes. Firing. One more. Hey, ready to go. Plenty of time. Hey, all right, 15 seconds, plenty of time to score. Oh, they got you. You might have time for some more points. Let's see. Yes, you do. $5,550. Well played, Royce. I thought you said you thought you were going to have a problem with that.
Well, that's
you're terrific. We'll be right back to see who gets to choose the next game on Starcade. Stay with us.
Today's grand prize on Starcade is the 2001 Jukebox. It's microcomputer controlled with room for over 200 of your favorite records and a digital readout of the 10 most played tunes. The 2001 microcomputer controlled Music Entertainment Center furnished by Centuri. And for your jukebox from KTEL, a $250 collector's library of records from the company that brings all the great recordings together. From the country sound to the top 40 hits, they're all together from KTEL, the music leader. A great grand prize waiting to be won here on Starcade. Here's Jeff Edwards.
All right, thank you very much. Well, Rob, you picked the game, and Royce came in right in behind you there with a heavy score. Let's take a look and see how we are. Royce, you have $16,550. Rob has $5,550. All right, Royce, you're in the lead. Still one more game that'll be played in this round, and the total points scored on both games will determine who gets to play the name of the game board. So I have a question for you, if you're ready. Hands on buzzers. In Jungle Hunt, where are the savages keeping the fair maiden? A, tied to a stake surrounded by fire, or B, tied by a rope suspended over a boiling pot? Royce.
B.
B, tied by a rope suspended over a boiling pot. Right you are. Okay. That means, Royce, you picked the game. What are we going to play?
Dragon's Lair.
Dragon's Lair it is. Okay, this should be interesting. Kevin, tell us about Dragon's Lair.
Once long ago, a fierce dragon captured the fair Daphne, and only Dirk came forth to join the quest. All others cringed and hid, and even Dirk was a little shaken, but he was not swayed. The dragon would be his, and the princess would be his reward. Now, you are Dirk, and the challenge is yours.
All right, you are Dirk there, Royce, and you're going to get in there and see what you can do. Now, luckily, I'm going to give you some advice, you too, Rob. Luckily, no one's taken it yet, so I haven't really been able to prove that it's right or not, but I think it is. This way I do it. On Dragon's Lair, there's a couple screens that are lower scoring screens. If you get into those, what I would do is just lose a life and try to get to another screen that maybe makes some more points, but it's up to you how you want to play it, okay?
All right.
All right, what do you think? Are you going to take my advice or not, Royce?
I don't know which ones are which.
Aha. Okay. Well, then I wouldn't take my advice at all if I were you. Turn around. We'll get ready to go. You have 50 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Adam, 30 seconds. All right. Oh. Sorry, 20 seconds. 15. Thank you. 10,000 points for you, Royce. Congratulations. Nicely played. Head on back. Here comes Rob. Royce didn't seem to have any trouble with the screens. They all look pretty good to me. You set to go, Rob?
Yeah, I'm set.
All right, turn around. Wish you good luck, too. We have 50 seconds for you. Get ready, get set, play. Your last life. Rob, what happened to you?
I choked.
I don't know. You know, you were hitting the stick in the right directions, but I just wasn't popping in at the right time, I guess.
Ah, bad.
Oh, well, let's head on back there. We'll add up the scores and see where we are. Both of you had a chance to play Cosmic Chasm and Dragon's Lair. One of you now is going to play for a very special prize. We'll total up the scores for both games. See who's going to play the name of the game board. Royce, you have 26,926. Rob, you have 5,948. Well, I guess we know, don't we?
Come on
out here, Royce. Oh, my, that was a shame. Okay, Royce, behind you, we have four screens. We're going to name the game board. We're going to show you four video games. If you name the games correctly, you can win some prizes, and Kevin will tell you about those.
Royce, if you get 3 out of 4, we'll help you sweeten your video fun with a $150 assortment of double truffle chocolates, double truffelettes, ecstasy pops, and double truffle cones, all yours from Double Truffle. And, Royce, if you get 4 out of 4, first, it's Lasonic's portable AM-FM radio cassette recorder with LED display, separate bass and treble control, and a 3-speaker system, a great companion at parties from Lasonic. And a beautiful jewel pendant from the Miss USA collection at Gordon's Jewelers, with over 400 stores from coast to coast, furnished by Gordon's Jewelers.
All right, Royce, turn around here. Take a look at the upper left-hand corner on that screen. Is that Tron or Journey?
Tron.
Tron is right. Upper right-hand screen. Is that Galaga or Gorf?
Galaga.
No, sorry, it's Gorf. Number 3 in the center, Food Fight or Fast Freddy?
Fast Freddy.
No, it's Food Fight. Oh, go on. In the bottom, Pioneer Balloon or Fantasy?
Fantasy.
Fantasy is right. Yes, Fantasy is right. However, not enough to get a prize. Stick around. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes to play more Starcade. We'll find out who's going to have a chance to win that wonderful jukebox.
Here's the latest video game news from the Starcade Hotline. We asked two of the game manufacturers to fill us in on what kinds of games we can expect in the future.
In the early part of 1983, there was a dramatic drop-off of player interest in the games. And the industry, both at the operating level and at the manufacturer level, is taking a hard look as to what has to be done to bring those players back into the arcades. We feel that there has to be some dramatic changes in technology.
The industry is definitely in the laser market, but basically I think that you're going to see a rebirth of a lot of old technology into mechanical as well as to the color raster scan games.
Looks like some great games. And now back to Starcade with Jeff Edwards.
Thank you, Kevin. Well, here we are, guys, round two. Only one game left to play. This time, only 40 seconds to play it. After that, we'll total up all the scores, and the top scorer in all games is going to get a chance to win that jukebox. So if you guys are ready, I have your last question. Hands on buzzers. On the first screen of Zookeeper, what is the first animal out of the cage but still trapped inside the bricks? A snake or B, an elephant? Royce.
B, an elephant.
B, an elephant, right. Well, Royce, looks like you're in the driver's seat here. You get to pick the last game.
Mr. Dew's Castle.
Mr. Dew's Castle? Okay, I didn't hear the mystery sound. Let me take a look. The mystery game was the pit. That was the one that was up there would have given you a prize. Or Mr. Dew's Castle is a lot of fun. Let's find out about it from Kevin.
Well, a doop doop dee doo, it's Mr. Doo, a busy little guy in a playful battle of wits with some rather unique unicorns. Doo hammers away at the blocks, dropping them one at a time on the unicorns, or dropping a whole lineup of them on a whole string of unicorns by hammering out the two light plug blocks in a line. And for three keys, he can catch the cross and then catch the running letters for big points. You're in for an amazing adventure in Mr. Doo's castle. Do it.
Okay, Kevin told you, Royce, is just about all I can tell you about the game. If you think that you know the game, fine, go for the keys, get up there to the cross, and then try to get the letters, okay?
Right.
All right, good luck to you. This is Mr. Doo's castle. You have 40 seconds. Get ready, get set, play. Yeah. 25 seconds. Doors are open. Look out. Gotcha. Well, Royce. You got 80 points. It's not your game, I don't think.
No.
Head on back. Come on up here, Rob. Now, he only got 80 points, but you know he's a lot of points ahead. If you know a pattern on Mr. Doo, you can get a bunch of points. Whether you get enough or not, I don't know, but you're going for your honor now, Rob.
Yep, I am.
All right, here we go. Turn around. You have 40 seconds. You ready? Get set. Play. Oh, they got you again. You got 1,000 points more than he did, Rob, but I don't think it's enough here to take the game. A little tough luck for Rob today in Starcade. Let's take a look at the totals, and whoever has the highest score is going to go for their own jukebox. Royce, you have 27,006 points. Rob, you have 7,028. So Royce is clearly winner. Rob, all I can say is thanks for being here on Starcade.
Thank you.
I hope you had more fun than it looked.
Oh, I had a lot of fun.
I'm glad you did. Nice to have met you. And Royce, you're our champ, so we have something good for you. Kevin.
It's the Spectre Video SV-328, a complete computer system for home and business, featuring 112K of memory, a disk drive, and an expansion box, Spectre Video.
All right. And, of course, we have some nice gifts for Rob for being here on Starcade. And Royce, in just a moment, is going to be going for his own jukebox. Let's see if he can do it. Come on back with us. Welcome back to Starcade. Okay, Royce, now a chance to win your own jukebox if you're all set. There's still two games left unplayed, The Pit and Blaster. And during the commercial break, we informed you that if you picked The Pit, you'd have to score at least 5,406 points. If you picked Blaster, you'd have to score at least 18,541 points. Those are the average scores of more than 20 other players who play these same games. And you reached your decision, you picked Astron Blaster, right?
Right.
All right, Blaster it is. You got to score 18,541 points or more in 30 seconds. You do that, and you'll have your own jukebox. Okay, we'll let Kevin explain the game while you and I get over and get ready to play it.
Blaster is a space flight simulator that'll take you on a journey into the fourth dimension, where you'll engage in a fierce battle with clever anti-forces and bold configurations while avoiding collisions with barriers. Journey through time tunnels to rescue spacemen floating helplessly in the black void. There is no space to hide now. You must boldly go where few men have gone before, and it's gonna be a blast.
Okay, blast of it is. Now, that means that if you score 18,541 points or more in 30 seconds, you win the jukebox. And there's a couple of things you have to keep in mind. First of all, you'll be going for the saucer land screen, okay?
Right.
Now, when you do that, you automatically get 300,000 points. But we're not going to give those to you. We'll deduct those because we want you to play for your score. So don't you worry about keeping track of the score. Though. I'll let you know when you've made it. You'll see saucers coming at you. In each group of saucers, there'll be a red saucer. If you hit that first or last, you get 5,000 points each time, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's the way to do it. If you're ready, get ready, get set, play. Well, you've had good luck all day up until now. You're our champ. Congratulations to you. I'm glad you're on Starcade. This is Jeff Edwards. We'll see you in the next Starcade. Until then, hope all your troubles get zapped. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. Starcade is a JM production.